It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we're going to list music and interviews from the local bands who make New Jersey rock. This week, however, is going to be a little different. When the news broke on Tuesday of the passing of Eddie Van Halen, it shook the entire world of rock, especially here at Rat Radio. I'm not sure everyone has fully processed the scale of loss involved here. What we all know is that we've lost something we could never get back, and the world will never be the same. At the same time, we spent the last several days celebrating the life of Eddie Van Halen. All the music he gave us, the fact that he literally produced the soundtrack for many of our lives. And even more so, he's influenced so many people to pick up the guitar and start playing music. Eddie Van Halen is arguably the most influential guitar player of all time. So in this week's Jersey Rock Podcast, we're going to tribute Eddie Van Halen, play some music from local rockers that was inspired by him, and chat with some people who knew him. Coming up, rock photographer Mark Weiss will call into the show. He first photographed Van Halen back in 1979 at Convention Hall in Asbury Park. We'll also check in with Pete and Chris Bajani of Kodiak and their mentor, legendary drummer Carmine Appice. But first, let's kick things off with a medley of some local rockers doing Van Halen. Check it out right now on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Nice!
thank you to Eddie Van Halen for lighting the torch that so many rockers are carrying forward. We kicked that off with Costa from So Far Under doing You Really Got Me, into Nick Marotta doing some guitar riffs from Panama, into Pierce Akers of Slaves to Humanity doing Eruption. And the interesting thing about those guys, they're actually from Orange County, California. And I decided to make an exception and throw in a band that's not from New Jersey because this is a special tribute show. And that rendition was just so good. And of course, we closed it out with Kodiak doing Panama. They cover that track at like every one of their live shows. And they are heavily influenced by Van Halen. Similar in some ways, too, because guitarist Chris and drummer Pete are both brothers. Chris and Pete Bajani will be calling into the show later on, along with their mentor Carmine Appice, talking about Van Halen, and we're going to premiere a brand new Van Halen-inspired track by Kodiak later on in the show. Joining us over the phone is rock photographer Mark Weiss. His book, The Decade That Rocked, is available now, and there is an exhibit over at the Monmouth Museum at Brookdale Community College. It's going on now through November 1st. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Tom.
It's always awesome having you on. Of course, not the best circumstances with this, but I felt that you were a good person to have on in light of the passing of Eddie Van Halen. You photographed him way back in the day, right?
Yeah, sad news for sure. First time I photographed him was at the Convention Hall in Asbury Park in 1979. They were headlining the theater there after the release of the second album. I was on assignment with Circus Magazine at the time. You know, I was just there to shoot live, but I had a backstage pass that said after show. But, of course, you know, me being the cocky kid, you know, went before the show and tried to find the band. And sure enough, when I walked up the stairs, there was all the guys kind of hanging out. And I introduced myself, told them I was from Circus, and their eyes lit up. And, you know, they kind of welcomed me, and I just said, can I take some photos? And Eddie just kind of looked at me and smiled, and I just started taking pictures. And he was just, you know, hanging out, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, and a few pictures. And then I told him, I'm going to go back in the audience, and I'll see you again. And that was kind of it on the first time, and that was the first picture I shot of Eddie, which is in the book. And it's one of my favorite photos because it's always that first one that, you know, you're not sure if you're going to, you know, connect or what have you. But, you know, every tour since then I've been shooting and then started working for them shortly after.
The photo we're talking about here, is that the one that you shared in your social media recently with the knee pads and the beer that he's holding and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. With the Van Halen case.
Yeah.
That was in Asbury Park.
That is so cool. I didn't know that was in Convention Hall. Now, you ended up working for them. What did you do with them?
The next year, I just shot them again for a magazine. And then the following year, I worked for Us Magazine. I got to know them a lot better because Us Magazine wanted, like, more behind-the-scenes photos. So they kind of gave me carte blanche to, like, follow them around for a couple of days. I think we did a lot of the shoots in Philadelphia at Spectrum. And then they got to know me and like me. And then the following tour, they hired me for a few shows. And they pretty much said, whatever they want you to do, you know, you do. So, you know, I do backstage shots, live shots. And then, funny enough, David called me in the morning and said he wanted pictures outside of him flying a kite.
Where can I find the pictures of him flying a kite?
It's in my book.
Oh, that's
of course.
I assume there's a lot of Van Halen photos in The Decade That Rocked?
There is a lot of pictures. I have three gatefolds in there. One's Guns N' Roses, one's Ozzy, and one is Van Halen. And Van Halen is in the early years, also in 1980, and also they're really throughout the whole book. And then when they changed guards, you know, the frontman, Sammy Hagar, I was hired to shoot their publicity photos, and then I did their tour book for Monsters of Rock. So there's a whole section on the Monsters of Rock cruise.
That is so cool, and that's The Decade That Rocked. Check it out at thedecadethatrocked.com. And, you know, I think that was such a perfect title for your book, because that decade rocked damn hard. How much of an influence would you say Eddie Van Halen had on The Decade That Rocked? And I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about the decade itself.
Well, Eddie and Van Halen made the decade rock. A lot of the bands, they were like the game changers for a lot of, for this kind of music. They had some flash of Zeppelin. They had a little bit of everything, you know, and it was all rolled into a nice a tight package. And then they were like one of the first bands to play arenas, and then AC/DC, of course. But between AC/DC and Van Halen, a lot of bands got signed and a lot of bands emulated them, looked up to them, guitar players and other musicians worshiped Eddie. And Eddie was a humble guy. I mean, he knew he was a rock star, but he didn't act like a rock star, or he didn't even want to think of himself as a rock star. He just wanted to think of himself as a guitar player that honed his craft. And every time I've seen him, he's always had the same attitude.
The book, The Decade That Rocked, are you still signing copies of it over at the exhibit at the Monmouth Museum?
Yep, every Friday until the end of October. So the last night would be Mischief Night, October 30th. So come dressed up in your Halloween costumes. Maybe we'll do an 80s vibe. You know, you got to wear your 80s rock star costumes. I'll be Alice Cooper. I'm always Alice Cooper. I do a good Alice.
Well, it is Cooptober, so that's perfect for that. Mark Weiss, author of The Decade That Rocked. Check it out, the exhibit over at the Monmouth Museum at Brookdale Community College now through November 1st. Catch Mark there on Fridays from 2 to 5 signing that book. Check out the book now at thedecadethatrocked.com. Mark, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, Pete and Chris Bajani of Kodiak, along with their mentor, Carmine Peace. Right now, it's Rocket Track from Kodiak. Here's a low on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Yeah!
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Jersey Rock Home Showcase performance,
That's Kodiak doing Carmine Appice's Red Line on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Joining us over the phone are Pete and Chris Bajani of Kodiak, along with their rock and roll mentor, Carmine Appice. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem, man. It's always a pleasure to call into The Rat.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you guys on here and you know, this special podcast we're doing in honor of the late, great Eddie Van Halen. And I know that he's had that the music of Van Halen has had a huge impact on Kodiak. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it's funny because me and Chris are just like Eddie and Al. You know, I think we're like the same. Are we the same age range? Just about, right? And I play the drums. This is Pete, and Chris plays the guitar. Chris, say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
And you know, we've been playing together ever since we were little, and we don't leave each other's side. And we play in a band that sounds like Van Halen, but that's kind of what we sound like, you know. And growing up, we always listened to Van Halen, and
And that's why you sound that way, because you know you tend to listen to certain influences when you're learning to play, and then when you start playing your own thing, you start those influences sort of creep into it, you know.
Right.
So naturally, these guys, they love Van Halen. They have a lot of similarities, and and I know Chris plays a lot like Eddie, and I know Eddie. I've seen Eddie play a lot of times, and you know, when I first heard Chris play a few years ago, I said, "Man, he's like Mr. Van Halen over here," you know. And then the song started developing in that direction, you know.
Yeah,
that was the first thing you told me, was these guys are like a young Van Halen, and I definitely feel that. And it's crazy that you guys, you know, are brothers, and one of you plays drums and one of you plays guitar. Between Chris and Pete, what are your favorite Van Halen tunes?
Oh, man. Chris, you want to go first? What's your favorite Van Halen song? Well, your favorite?
Oh, man, so many. I mean, of course you got to say Eruption, especially as a guitar player, because, I mean, that pretty much changed everything. But, I mean, off the first record alone, I mean, you got On the One, Atomic Punk, and Feel Your Love Tonight, all those songs. You know, Running with the Devil, Ain't Talk About Love. I mean, there's so many. I mean, it's hard to even pick a couple.
And you're talking about Chris, who wasn't even born when these songs came out.
And, like, for me, I hear a lot of Carmine and Alex. And, like, you listen to, especially, like, From Awful Carnal Knowledge, you listen to Pound Cake, and that's very much Carmine. You know what I mean? Yeah. The feeling.
And I actually used my engineer, Andy Johns, on that, too.
Yeah, and you know what's cool is that Carmine came down to our house one day, and he showed us how Andy would mic up, you know, Carmine's drums, and it's probably the same way that he mic'd up Alex's drums. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, definitely. Very cool to, you know, have that kind of connection. And I actually got to go down to Florida recently. We went down to Carmine's house to go write some songs, and we stopped by Carmine's friend, Dave. And I got to actually play Alex Van Halen's drum kit, you know, and I got to sit behind the flammable kit from the 1982
tour, the Woman and Children's
First tour, and the last tour that they ever did. So that's kind of special to me, you know.
That is beyond cool. And you know, Carmine, you know, you've been in the rock and roll world for so long. Do you have any cool stories you want to share, whether it's involving Eddie or Alex or the band?
I went up to Eddie's house a bunch of times, and you know, went into the studio a bunch of times. And Alex had his drums set up behind like a glass, you know, enclosed in glass, like we have glass sliding doors. The drums were always up, always mic'd up, ready to go. And then, you know, and Eddie was like a little kid showing me around the studio, and you know, this is that, this is this. You know, and they had all this old school, you know, compressors and old school inputs and an old board with two board and 24 track machines and two track tape machines, all that stuff. And then, you know, hanging out in his house and going backstage with the band. I remember when I had King Cobra, and all the King Cobra guys were brand new guys. And we had a record coming out or it was out already, and Van Halen played in LA at the Forum. So the boys invited me to come back with my new band, King Cobra. So I told the guys, I said, look, you guys are peers now. You guys got an album out. You can't act like fans and little kids that want autographs when we go backstage and meet these guys. They said, okay. So you know, we went backstage after the show, and there's Eddie with no shirt on, you know, sweaty, and you guys change and everything. I walk in with King Cobra, and I said, hey, Alex, Eddie, Dave, it's my band, you know. And then they just blew it. They acted like little kids and fans. Grab your autograph, grab pictures. I said, oh, man.
I can't blame them. Honestly, I can't. That's an
awesome
situation.
You know, to me, because, you know, when I first met those guys, they told me what big Cactus fans they were. And I think they even gave me a cassette of them playing before they made it. They used to play Cactus songs and songs that I did with Jeff Beck, PBA, Superstition, and it was amazing. You know, Dave was singing out the songs, and Eddie was playing, and, you know. And Eruption, as I said, came from one of our songs called Let Me Swim. Chris, did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because, you know, it was the same thing. It was a big chord, and then the guitar playing, then we went bam, 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 and more guitar playing. And then we left it there and went into the song. They just expanded on it. But, you know, matter of fact, when I was putting Vanilla Fudge together, a reunion together, like in the early 2000s, I was on the phone talking to Eddie. I told him we're doing that. He said, hey, dude, screw that. Put Cactus back together.
I think it's just so cool that, you know, your band Cactus influenced Van Halen, Van Halen influenced Kodiak, and, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what's cool about it.
I love how it came in a full circle on that. Now, you've been doing something really cool on Facebook, Artists on Lockdown. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I have this agent that was booking I had a Rod Experience show, which had members of the Rod Stewart group, with a guy that fronted it that looked like Rod, and we would do a show that we used to do, like, in the 70s. And we had a few gigs booked, and this agent was booking them. And as the COVID came in and we got canceled and all the gigs got canceled, and so I was on the phone, and he said, you know, we should do something to keep artists busy so that in front of people's faces. I said, well, what do you want to do? He said, I don't know, maybe some sort of Facebook Live show. So we came up with this idea called Hanging and Banging with Carmine Vinnie a piece. And hosted by a guy that owns a big theater in the Chicago area that everybody knows, all the bands know it. Kodiak will probably end up playing there. And he actually had Cactus booked for the first time, and he was very excited. He was bummed out that we had to cancel. So we put the show idea together and just having, like, guests on it and just talk, you know, talk about influences, talk about how they're handling this stuff, what's going on in their life, what they had going on, how many gigs canceled. So it ended up being, you know, we did 21 shows already. Tonight was 21. Next week we got Dee Snider on, and then I think the week after that we're going to do a proper tribute to Eddie, you know, with, you know, we had on our show Rick Derringer, Pat Travis, Ted Nugent, Bruce Kulick, Ron Bumblefoot, Eric Singer, Max Weinberg, Nico McBrain, Slim Jim Phantom, Danny Seraphine. Who did I miss? The bass player from Government Mule. I mean, we had such an array of people on that today we had some quotes from Ted Nugent, Ron Bumblefoot, Pat Travis, and Derek Sherinium that played keyboard with Dream Theater. He was on tonight along with Danny Johnson that played in a band that Eddie Van Halen produced. And he told us some great stories. And Pat Regan, who is my engineer that mixed all my guitars and stuff. And he's going to mix the newest song that we're going to give. We're going to get mixed by Kodiak. Pat Regan's going to mix it. You know, so it's really just telling stories and everything. So we're going to try and do a proper one and get some, you know, really, with some of these guitar players that I mentioned and maybe a few more on the tribute. Because all the guitar players loved Eddie Van Halen. Everybody did, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that. It's over at artistsonlockdown.com. Also find it at facebook.com/artistsonlockdown.
No, it's artists on, you just go to facebook.com, and then you search Artists on Lockdown. And then when you get there, you'll see all of our shows are still up there.
I'm looking at it right now. There's tons of material up here, so I recommend anyone hit it up now. We'll have a direct link on the podcast page, WRAT.com. So if you're listening to this podcast there, just look down. You'll find the link and click on it. Pete, Chris, we're doing a relatively new track here. Tell us about She Said.
Well, She Said was a good song that the guys had together. So when I came in, you know, we rearranged the vocals and rearranged some of the parts and this and that. And I told Chris, I said, you got to do some beginning, like Eruption. It's just a really cool guitar thing at the beginning that goes into the song. And, of course, he did it and kicked ass.
Yeah, I think that's really what made the song, you know, that intro and, you know, the tap and stuff like that. Chris, why don't you go into, like, how you, you know, let that influence, like, Eddie Van Halen?
Oh, yeah. In the middle section of the song, I'm doing the tap harmonics and everything. And I mean, total Van Halen influence all over that song.
But
the intro, I just said, Chris, we need, you know, like a 30, 40, 50 seconds of just really cool guitar. So when I said that, what'd you think? What were you thinking about?
What were you thinking?
Oh, man, obviously Eruption and everything like that. I mean, I'm doing a wide stretch like that. You know, I mean, classic Eddie Van Halen. I mean, it's just so funny to watch the similarities between, you know, if I can say this, I don't know, Carmine, because you knew Eddie and were friends with him and stuff. The similarities between Chris and Eddie is like, you know, definitely a weird.
Well, it is. I mean, there is a similarity. And the whole thing with you guys, I mean, you know, they always have their own studio. You guys have your own studio.
Yeah.
You know, Alex never worked with any other band in his life, you know? And Eddie did work with other things. I mean, Eddie played on my bass player, Tim Bogert's solo album. That's one of the only things he's done. I know he did Thriller, you know, but he hasn't done a lot of session work for anybody. You know?
I think, actually, Carmine, I think that Eddie jammed Vinny at one point, but I don't think they ever did anything. I think they just jammed together.
Vinny, my brother?
Yeah, I think so.
No. Not according to Vinny today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we asked him, Vinny, for a story, and the only story he had was when they played the Starwood with Derringer. Van Halen used to play the Starwood. You know, they were unknown then, and they used to come down and watch the bands, and Derringer was a hero of Eddie, you know. And he came down, and Derringer, in his solo, and I remember this too, Derringer used to do You Really Got Me after playing some really cool licks. Then they go, ba-ba-do-down, do-down-da-do-down, and the band would join in, and then they'd play that for a minute, and then Rick would go back into his solo, and the band would cut out. And the Van Halen, the whole band was in the audience watching that.
Mm-hmm.
So Vinny said, I don't know if that influenced them to redo You Really Got Me on their first album.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe I read something wrong.
Yeah, you know.
That's beyond cool. I got to look for the videos now on YouTube. There's got to be at least one out there. Pete and Chris Bidjani of Kodiak and the legendary Carmine Appice, guys, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem, man. Bye-bye.
We're going to have you guys on the on-air show this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11:30 on Rat Radio. But right now, let's rock that track, the latest from Kodiak. Here's She Said on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Can't you see? It's all we got now. So please.
Chris from Kodiak. She said to me on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check him out at KodiakBand.com and tune to Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11:30. We'll have Pete and Chris Bajani along with Carmine Apiece on the on-air show, and we'll rock some of their latest tracks. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. As I mentioned earlier, Eddie Van Halen is arguably the most influential guitar player of all time, and the music of Kodiak is proof positive of that fact. Looking forward to watching this band continue to grow. Thank you to everyone who submitted a Van Halen cover, and to Mark Weiss for calling in and sharing his experiences with Van Halen. Of course, Chris and Pete Bajani and Carmine Apiece for calling in as well. Eddie Van Halen may have left this planet, but his music will be with us forever. And that is something to be thankful for. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.